Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Some of y'all like to work today, and I know better. Amen. Good to be here tonight. Good to know that I'm saved and on my way to heaven.
Amen.
Glad that I've been feasting on Brother Terry's message. I left church last night from his message thinking about it. And I just got very inspired. I began to think about something he said. I mean, the whole, every bit of it was good, but there on the end, he began to talk about what the church needs is some running. Yeah. Amen. And about that time, he took him a running space.
Yeah.
And I don't know how far he went down the road, but he got out that door. And I was glad to see Brother Terry doing that. And I really do wish the churches all over America, amen, would begin to let the Holy Ghost
talk. Yeah, that's right.
You know, we're living in a generation of people afraid to call it the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I grew up, he was the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm a grown man, he's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. He ain't never changed.
Yeah.
He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. But I'm glad tonight there's still churches that are not afraid to let the Spirit of God have his way. Amen.
That's right.
I'm glad to know that we got preachers.
Yeah.
Terry, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm glad we got preachers that still preach the old-fashioned gospel.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what I was weaned on, was the old-fashioned gospel.
Yeah.
I believe churches need to get back
right.
to the old-fashioned gospel.
Yeah.
I believe the old-fashioned gospel is what's got your soul saved.
Exactly.
I believe the old-fashioned gospel, amen, is what got you convicted, praise God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you tonight, I don't believe there's a lot of conviction in the house of the Lord these days.
Right.
Amen. We need some good old-fashioned conviction.
Come on,
amen. We thank God for the services that we've had every night and preaching, praise God, as far as Brother Terry goes, as far as I'm concerned, has been dynamic. Amen.
Amen.
Been good, been great. Amen. Singing's been good. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. The Bible said we are begotten by the Word.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Listen, nothing can keep you but the Word. Amen.
Yeah,
praise God. So we're glad to be here tonight. And you pray for me that God will just use me the way He sees fit.
Amen.
And remember what I said. If you'll amen me and smile at me, I'll get you out of here pretty quick. Amen. But if you look at me like somebody stole the stripes off your lollipop, I'll preach to you all night long. Amen. So listen, tonight, church, let's begin to let God have His way in this. Amen. Listen, I must admit some of y'all are a little more quieter tonight than you were last night. Glory to God. So listen, I'm expecting you to enjoy God. Can I pray? He's enjoying you.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. We'll stand all over the house. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm not going to try to preach without God.
That's right.
I can't do it. Brother Terry can't do it. No other preacher can.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. We can't do nothing without God.
Yeah, right.
Amen. But the Bible says through Him.
Yeah.
Somebody say through Him.
Through Him.
We can do all things.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Let's pray tonight, God. Lord, before I read the first scripture tonight, God, I need your help. I need your anointing. I need your guidance. I need your direction. I need you, Lord, to give me the wisdom to speak with your spirit. God, I ask you, Lord God, to give me the wisdom. God, because I know it's in your Lord, Lord,
so Lord, I pray God, that you would give me the wisdom. Lord, the church will set a pattern to place for real.
God, don't let me say one word that I don't need to be said. But God, let me say everything that needs to be said tonight, God. Lord, we ask you, God, that we'll grow from your word tonight. God, we'll be a few things tonight. We'll be strengthened. We'll be challenged. And we'll be convicted through your word tonight, God. We'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, church, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. As you're standing tonight, we got the Word of God in our hands. We go to the book of 2 Timothy. Excuse me. First of all, let's go to 1 Samuel. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4. Praise God. We're going to start reading about verse 11. By the help and grace of God, there's something burning in my spirit tonight, and I do earnestly pray that I can get it out to you the way it needs to be got out to you. The Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 11, And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, and Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. And Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off his seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women that stood by her said unto her, fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard him. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. You can be seated tonight. Amen. If you'll pray for me, amen, we will get through this tonight. But I begin to think about all the very last words that I would say right before I died. I would sure hate to say, amen, that the glory of God has departed. Yeah. Amen. The very last words that anyone that's laying on their deathbed, surely the last thing you'd want to say, you wouldn't want to say it, the glory of God has departed. You wouldn't want to say that God's left me. You wouldn't want to say that God is with me no more. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to know that God is with me.
Yeah.
Terry, I'm standing here tonight just a man. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen. I can't do nothing without God. Amen. But I know when the Spirit of God gets upon a man, he can do things that you never imagined. Thank God, we think about Samson. Amen. He was just a man. But when God got on him, he was a pillar-moving man. Glory to God, it's amazing. It don't matter how tall the shorts you are.
Yeah.
Amen. When God gets on the man, amen, there's things that can be done. Amen. God will do great things. Amen. When God begins to move, amen, great things begin to happen. But I'd hate to know tonight, church, that the glory has departed. I'd hate to know, amen, that the nation that we live in right now, glory to God, listen, I'm going to preach some plain stuff. Amen. You might as well get on the horse and ride with me. Thank God, but listen, amen, we're living in a nation that is no longer. They can put it on their dollar if they want to. They can put it on signs here and there. But God, they do not trust.
They do not
trust God anymore. They're trusting their money. They're trusting their wealth. They're trusting their faith. They're trusting their fortune. Honey, but we need to get back to trusting God. We need to get back to putting Him first. Political. Amen. My daddy always said it. I think he was a great wise man. He said, son, when you go to the polls, pick out the best crook and vote for him. And there you go for all you political fine folks tonight. Amen. That's about as much as you're going to get, because the brother said it don't belong in the house of God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm telling you tonight, Brother Jerry,
yeah,
there's a lot of things that don't belong in the house of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But somehow those things keep creeping on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But keep coming on in.
Come on.
I'm going to preach to you tonight.
Come on,
amen. We so if you're here tonight and you're one of those, we'll just have talk later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Glory to God. We don't need no
listen.
Yeah. It was a sad thing.
Yeah.
That the homosexual agenda,
glory
to God, they're the minority. But the power that they have, the control that they have. Can I tell you tonight, the homosexuals have no business behind the sacred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Man, listen, don't you tell me one thing. Tonight that this nation loves God.
Yeah.
When they start ordaining homosexuals.
Yeah.
Not feeling it. And I said, he preached hard last night. He needs a break. So when I tell you, you hit me, I say, he hit you, Russ. I said, you hit it hard. He said, I'll do my best. He ain't right, is he?
All right.
Well, folks, listen, we're living in a generation.
Come on.
Amen. Just like this woman here.
Come on.
The last thing she said, it's a sad time when you can't enjoy a baby. Even if you were dying, you can't enjoy that baby.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, that woman was so messed up. She was so distraught. She was so tore up.
Yeah.
Amen. That the last thing she could see was the glory of God was gone.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Let me tell you what a sad day it'll be when the glory of God left the church house.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, when the glory of God's gone, there'll be no more salvation.
That's right.
When the glory of God is gone, amen, there'll be nobody else
that'll
be saved and washed by that presence that we talk about. Honey, we need to understand there's only one place that we should be able to go and feel the glory of God and experience the glory of God, and that's in the house.
Amen.
No, if we can't feel the power of God, if we can't feel that precious Holy Ghost you talked about, amen, if we can't feel presence of God in the church house, friend, where will we go and find it?
Amen.
Amen.
This nation don't want it. Our leaders don't want it.
Amen, brother.
They don't want no part of
that.
They don't want no part of God.
No.
Amen. So don't you put your trust in man.
Bless you, Lord.
And don't get me wrong, I've been, Brother Terry and myself, but trying our best to preach you the straight word of God.
Yeah.
I tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Glory to God, but you better not put 100% in me either.
That's
glory
right.
to God, because I am a man.
Yeah.
I can't fail. I can't fall.
Yeah.
I can mess up. But can I tell you, if we get our hearts and our minds centered on God again, and the preachers that stood behind the pulpit, when we get their heart on God,
and
if the singers would get their heart for God, and if the church would get their heart for God, oh, what a revival!
Glory
to God! What we have for us, what we have, if we get a heart on God!
Amen.
Where's our heart tonight?
Amen.
Where's this nation's heart tonight?
Come on now.
I'm going to tell you where this nation's heart's at.
Amen.
This is pornography.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the going thing, you know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I used to know the percentage. I can't even remember now the percentage, but it was high. And I'm sure it's probably worse than that now. Stay with me a minute. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back. But can I tell you something? Hey, man, I was reading some articles and some stuff a while back. We're a long while back now. And it was a very high percentage of pastors that were addicted to pornography. Something's wrong. They sang that song, "Something's Wrong with America."
Yeah.
And I tell you, that's why I was glad we could come to a little church like this and other little churches and feel the Spirit of God and feel the anointing of God. Because let me tell you something, when the anointing leaves this world, then we're in trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
Amen. Is this all right?
Yeah, he went.
You get upset, holler at Brother Jerry. Amen. You don't like what I'm preaching, talk taking up with Brother Aaron. Praise God.
Yeah,
I'm smart. I didn't give none of you my husband.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Listen to
us.
Amen. We are living in the last days.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I say the Bible says in 2 Timothy, I believe it is. Glory to God, it talks about how they have a form of godliness.
Yeah.
They deny the power of that earth.
Yeah.
And I tell you, now we're living in a generation.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a great form.
Yeah.
These churches, they have a great
form.
They look good. They smell good. And it seems just right. Oh, it's not nothing wrong. There ain't nothing wrong with bringing a basketball court in the church. There ain't nothing wrong. Somebody hear me tonight. There ain't nothing wrong with bringing the casinos into the church.
Yeah, that's right.
There ain't nothing wrong with bringing a coffee shop in the church.
Yeah,
can I tell you, God ain't shutting around drinking coffee. Glory to God, He's bringing the word. It's the word with Him. It's not a social club.
That's
what we're turning the churches in today.
Amen.
I'm not going to be mean or other, but I'm going to tell you how it is.
Yeah, go right ahead,
buddy. I mean, that's why it's not hard to fill up some churches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we buy a church, man, they have powers everywhere.
Yeah.
You ever wonder what they're piping out? Huh? Yeah. You ever wonder what your pipe's about, Brother Kane?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I wonder when I pass them, I see the crowds everywhere. I wonder what you're preaching.
That's right. Yeah.
I wonder, and I went to one night just to be going. Not like I did that Church of Christ when I was a little kid. I was a mean snake. I was. I remember as a little kid going over to paper and the Joy Bus. He'd come by there. My family already, my mother already had a church she went to. That bus would come by. I found out they was giving away candy. My mama didn't even know I was a little fella. I'd jump on that bus. I'd ride over our church, and we lived in old housing projects back then. And then we were rich folk. We lived in a housing project. Glory to God. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, I'd jump on that bus and I'd get my little candy and everybody would go that way to the church. I'd get off and go back that way to the woods. I'd go my way back home to my candy. Then I'd get ready to go to church tomorrow. Hey, God, can I tell you one thing, one good thing about it? Hey, they do everything they could to get you to church.
Yeah.
Glory to God, I wonder what we're doing. Hey, man, if we get out and start telling people about Jesus and inviting them back to church again.
Yeah.
I don't want you to answer out loud, but I wonder how long it's been since you've invited somebody to church.
Amen.
They don't have no time. They don't have no problem inviting you to the ball games.
Yeah.
They don't have no trouble inviting you to the bowling league.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you, that's not what church is all about.
Right. Yeah.
It's not about your bowling leagues.
Yeah.
It's not about your game. Amen. All these other things. It's not about all this technology.
Yeah.
It's about getting Jesus
in
the church.
Amen.
It's about getting on fire for God.
Amen.
It's about realizing
that's
it's going to take the glory of God and the Spirit of God to get this church turned
around. That's right.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. I don't want the glory of God to be departed. Folks, better be careful what you bring into your church.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are a small church. I don't care if you're just a little country church. It don't matter.
Less and more.
It doesn't matter. The devil don't have to go to big churches. He can go to little churches.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. But I'd hate to think, Brother Jerry, the last thing I said before I left in eternity is the glory of God's departed.
Yeah.
I'd hate to know that I went to a church that the glory of God's departed.
Yeah.
Remember I said they had a great form?
Yeah.
Oh, they dressed the part.
Yeah.
Oh, they got their big fine suits on. And oh, they got their little, what do you call them, old things they open up. They ain't a Bible. They something else.
Hand
some power. Yeah, there you go. You got one, ain't you?
Yeah.
They don't even get behind the pulpit with the old King James
Version. Yeah, yeah, right.
What's wrong with the old book?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? Let me tell you what, it saved your great great grandma years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory to God, it saved your great grandma years ago.
Yeah.
It saved your granny years ago.
Amen.
Amen. It got your daddy and your mom and all them in the church.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Listen to you.
Yeah.
Listen to me now. Those wonderful pages turning.
Amen.
Glory to God, now they're getting modernized. They're going to have all this junk.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, all the church really needed, all they ever needed was the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care if you couldn't hold a spoon in your bucket, but it's something about when the Spirit of God comes in.
Yeah.
I heard Brady get up behind the pulpit and sing and couldn't hardly sing a
little,
but the Spirit of God would fall.
Yeah.
The anointing would go. You know, just like the other night, the altar got full.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the Spirit of God
is
in the house.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Amen.
That's what we need.
Amen.
Well,
that's
good.
Preacher friend of mine told me one time years ago, and I was younger then. He had some good age on him. He said, "Brother Mike, I'm going to tell you something. After service, we had a great time that night. He said, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to come a time you're going to hang preachers like me and you on the rail. We're not going to need us anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not going to need us anymore, but I'm going to tell you something." He said, "Son, listen." He said, "The church is going to get in trouble."
Yeah.
And when the church gets in trouble, hey, man, that city slicking stuff ain't going to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, just because they walk in with a fine suit don't mean they're packing nothing.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, the Bible tells me of a story, amen, of how that the sons of Sceva, glory to God, they began to listen to Paul, how Paul began to preach the gospel, how he would rebuke devils.
Yeah.
And then those devils would flee, glory to God, and they thought they were, well, I'm going to do what old Paul is.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, if your mama called, Papa said, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Glory to God, if you're going to go fight a devil, you better be full of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen. You better have the anointing about you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, today, whenever the time, if a devil walked in the church today, the church of the Jesus did not know. Amen. It's so blinded today. They wouldn't even know if the Spirit was in the house.
Yeah. Well,
brother, we need to have discernment. We need to know when the Spirit of the devil is there.
That's right.
God. They thought they was going to run that devil out.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we assure you of the power of Jesus that all things is about. Listen, you got to have a personal relationship. Well, I go to church, that's wonderful, but that won't save you.
Amen.
I sing in the choir, that's great, but that won't save you.
That's right. Amen.
I give my tithes every Sunday. Rest your heart. That won't save you.
Amen.
I attend church. But can I tell you tonight? All those great things will not save you.
That's right.
It's going to take the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
It took the Spirit of God years ago to get your grandmas and all them in. It's going to take the same Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen. If you get saved, it'll be because of the conviction of power of God filling the church out.
Amen.
But if the glory is departed, how are we going to get saved?
Right.
If the glory is departed, how are we going to get that drunkard in church?
Right.
If the glory is departed, how are we going to get them whores and whoremongers in church?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Right.
Pardon my French.
Amen.
That's what I raised up this dog.
Yeah.
If I had offended you, take it up with the bastard. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. I tell you what, if we get to preach and play again.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Huh?
Yeah.
They got a sweet name for everything now.
Yeah.
Watered down.
Mm-hmm. Hell, they don't even call it sin.
Yeah.
They call it a mistake.
Yeah.
Where I was raised, they called it sin. It was sin.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Glory to God, I'm trying to come to close. I really am. But I'm here to tell you tonight that the glory of God needs to stay in this church.
That's right. Amen.
Do what you got to do to keep the glory of God in this church.
Yeah. Amen.
Keep the Spirit of God in this church.
Right.
You know what that might mean, brother? Somebody said it last time. Amen. Sometimes, brother, my big brother, Terry said, it takes a prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
Glory to God, you can look at me and tell I failed in that area. Glory to God, but can I tell you tonight? Amen. The church amen, needs to get back to praying.
Yeah.
Needs
amen.
To get back to fasting.
Yeah.
Needs to get back to saying, God, I tell you, I've been in the way long enough.
Yeah.
Get me out of the way so you can get in the way.
Yeah,
amen. Help me, dear God, to get myself straightened out.
That's right.
Help me, dear God, to be where I need to be so I can feel the glory of God.
Amen.
So I can experience the power of God.
Yeah.
So I can see the Spirit of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
That's the more.
That's the more.
What's going to happen one of these days? Would it be awful to go into a church house? Preacher get up and speak his little sermon.
Yeah.
And not feel no anointing.
Yeah. But,
not feel no spirit.
Right.
Sinner sit back there and act like a wild man.
Yeah.
Because he's not convicted.
Amen. Yeah.
Church, we need conviction in the house of God.
Yeah.
I know some preachers like me and Brother Terry and a few others, Brother Jerry and a few others, praise God. I know we just snip and snort, and we holler and scream and sweat. Carry on.
All right.
And I know some people think it's not needed. You don't need to do all that. Praise God. Well, you don't have to take a bath, but it sure feels good. Amen.
That's
that goes for you too, young man. You look at me like it. We need God.
Yeah.
Not just in America. We need God in the church.
Yeah, that's right.
We need God in the church.
Yeah.
We need God in the church.
Amen.
Look at somebody say, we need God in the church.
We need God in the church.
Amen. Amen. If we don't get God back in the church, there will not be a whole lot of salvation.
That's right. Amen.
If we don't get God back in the church, amen, there will definitely be a whole lot of things going on. Amen.
Yeah.
Can I tell you tonight, you might as well get ready for this. Glory to God, there's going to be a time, and I've already experienced it in my church.
Yeah.
I've already experienced my church. Got a phone call one time of a lady. She's a lesbian. She called me. She said, I'm going to come to your church. I said, come on.
Amen.
She said, can my friend come too? I said, yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
I said, but don't you dare sit together. You come to my church if you want to, but don't you sit together as a couple, because our church is not going to condone that
marriage. Amen. Bless the Lord.
She got mad at me and I ain't seen her since. I've done experienced that stuff. Let me tell you something, if you don't keep the Spirit of God in your church,
amen,
the devil will creep in.
Yeah. That's right.
I promise you, he'll creep in. Yeah. He'll walk through that door and he'll strut his stuff. Yeah. Amen. He'll look the finest thing ever was. And he'll look silky and shiny. Yeah. And I tell you what, there's danger. Here I don't show you to go up. Some of us do, praise God. Amen. Danger, Will Robinson. And I tell you, there's danger. Amen. It's lurking out there. There's danger looking out there. Praise God, if you ain't got the Spirit of God on your mind, you ain't got God in your heart, if you ain't got the conviction that you should have, you'll fall right into that thing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, I want to come to your church, but we want to sit like homosexual couples. No, sir. Amen. Put me in jail if you want to. But we ain't riding that pony. Glory to God, that ain't going to happen. Glory to God, can I tell you, Pastor, there'll be a time we'll have to stand. Amen. We'll have to stand, and yeah, we might have to spend a little time in jail. Glory to God. We'll still have the glory of God on us. We'll still have the Spirit of God on us.
Church,
any other pastor's church tonight.
Yeah.
You need to do all you can do to keep the Spirit of God in.
Yeah.
How many love to see people saved?
Yeah.
Ain't it wonderful?
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see somebody saved, eh, brother?
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see somebody saved.
Amen.
Praise God, if we push the glory of God out, if we push the Spirit of God out, we won't see that.
Yeah.
Let's stay tonight. I'm going to touch. Praise God, I can go on all night long if I want. We'll get a little bit of music tonight, be all right. Praise God, tonight listen to me. I believe with all my heart that God's talking to somebody tonight.
That's your
boy. I believe with all my heart he's saying something to somebody.
Well, that's more.
I believe there's somebody here tonight that you might be in the valley of decision. You're wondering whether I go this way or whether I go that way. What do I do? Can I tell you tonight exactly what you need to do?
Yeah.
You need to give your heart and your life to Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
Right now. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Without the Spirit of God in you, without God's Spirit in you, you will not be able to discern the evil that's around you.
Yeah,
right. And you'll fall captive and prey to everything that comes around.
Right.
Glory to God. Can I tell you, not everything out there, the Bible says not everything that says, Lord, Lord, is going to get around you. You've got to be careful. So tonight, if you're here and your heart's not right, listen, when I say that, I'm not just talking to the sinners tonight. Amen. You might be a Christian. Can I tell you, sometimes Christians' heart ain't right. Praise God, you're not where they need to be. You're here tonight, and you're not where you need to be. I pray that you get out of your seat tonight. I wouldn't care if the whole church talked about me. If I needed God, I'd hit that altar tonight.
Yeah, right.
Your heart's not where it needs to be, whether you're a sinner or a saint. Come on now, we'll pray with you.
Yeah.
We'll believe God for you tonight.